Oh my God, what was I thinking? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. It is Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the Sobriety Snippets where we focus on that so important first year of sobriety. And gals, today we're going to talk about how we transform and what it actually is, like what is actually happening when we change and how do we help it along. But you know how you sometimes look back, well, I know you know because you struggle with alcohol, and you look back at something you did in the past and you think, what was I thinking? How could I have even done that? Now, let's be clear here. I'm not talking about the night before because, look, alcohol makes us do ridiculous things. So that's out. I mean, that's just, okay, what comes along with this problem? I'm actually talking about eras of your life where you think, I can't imagine doing that again. I can't imagine doing that. Meaning it could be even a job you took on in your 20s. It could be a relationship you allowed yourself to be in and you look back and go, what was I thinking? That's what I'm talking about here. Hopefully you have a lot of those in your past because if you do, it means you're growing. If you haven't changed much over the decades, you probably have been stagnating, and that is probably due to alcohol. But what we really want to do is be able to look back and not in judgment. I'm not saying we look back in judgment and go, oh my God, I was so stupid or what happened. We look back with deep compassion and objectively and just look at where we were and where we are now. And I'm telling you, one way to tell if you've changed is the way you view your past. Now, we got to be really careful here. If you're still drinking or in very early sobriety, this whole thing that I'm talking about here today is just going to get all tangled up with actual drinking. And as I started out by saying, we can't use what I'm saying here and apply it to drunkenness. You know, I mean, you're drinking, you did something stupid. That's a totally different story. I'm talking about evolving and looking back at your own past, not with judgment or even necessarily that it was something you disapprove of, but just that it's different, that you're just like, wow, that's just not how I would show up today. That means you're growing, right? And you can look back on that era or that year or that moment or whatever and say to yourself, wow, I had to go through that to get where I am now. So I'm grateful for it, for what I learned. I'm grateful that I went through it, but I'm so relieved, so glad that I don't have to suffer with that anymore or struggle through that anymore because I can see it differently now. I can look back on that and go, oh, okay, I see why I showed up like that, but I also see how it will never work or it wouldn't have worked or why it didn't work. But I can also see how it changed me and brought me to where I am today. This type of backward looking, and you know, I started this episode by saying, you know, sort of facetiously, oh my God, what was I thinking? And it's probably not the best thing I should, you know, because we don't look back in that kind of judgment. This is not a regret thing. It's a being able to recognize how you've grown. And do you know what's happening when you change like that? You are moving from one level of consciousness to a higher level of consciousness or a state of being. Or perhaps in its simplest terms, we're talking about a mood. Now, mood is not the greatest word because it implies, you know, mood can change from morning, noon, and night. But really, it is the way you show up in the world, the way you feel, generally speaking, consistently. So mood, you know, not great. But it's a state of being, a way of showing up, a way of walking through the world. And that changes. And what you're doing when it changes, unless you're digressing, and we can talk about that in a moment, let's not forget digression, but let's first talk about moving up the scale. When you look back and realize that you would not respond the same to something, that is the moment when you can genuinely see that you've changed. You can genuinely claim the status of, I've changed. I've grown. How do I know? I know because I wouldn't do that. and I wouldn't do that. And I see the problem with how that was. I used to show up like this. Listen, gals, I'm not the same person. I'm unrecognizable from the woman who started this journey in 2018 in so many ways. I mean, I could list them for you. You want to meet someone judgmental? That was me. I was a smart ass, a know-it-all. I was judgmental outwardly, but also, more importantly, deeply inwardly. I was going to say I disapproved of myself, but that's ridiculous. I despised myself. And because I felt so much inner disgust, that was turned outward, and I was constantly judging the world and saying, yeah, well, it's easy for them to say. I was full of self-pity. Because I had been through so much, I was full of blame. It certainly wasn't my fault. It had to be somebody else's fault. I know I sound like a horrible person. You're probably like, oh my God, I don't want to listen to a person like that. But honestly, gals, that was me. I gotta be honest, right? And so I can look back in amazement. I don't beat myself up, but I feel so grateful that I can now just with compassion look back at that Becca and recognize that she was so afraid, so lonely, so full of anxiety because she couldn't find her way out of this massive problem she had. And no matter how much she tried, she just kept falling back into the bottle, into the bottle, into the bottle. It was such a painful way to live that I have deep compassion for her. But I'm also grateful for her because she brought me here. She showed up when it was hard to show up in the very beginning. She took the uncomfortable action that she had to take. So I could evolve to this point today where I don't even have to think about alcohol. It's just non-issue, where I know that I can show up with patience and compassion and non-judgment, both of myself and others. What has happened to me is I have gone up the scale of consciousness. I'm actually at a higher state of consciousness. This doesn't make me better or worse than the former Becca. It doesn't make me better or worse than any other human on earth. It simply means I'm at a different level. It's like you wouldn't say, let's go out to high school. You wouldn't say to someone in grade 8, oh, you're an idiot. You're only in grade 8. Well, I'm in grade 10. Ha ha ha. No, they're just in grade 8. They haven't come to grade 10. Like, right? That we would no more judge the levels of consciousness that we would judge somebody who has just simply hasn't moved along yet. They're not there yet. And as long as we recognize that, we can start getting really excited about moving up that scale. Now, there are entire books written on this. Fred Dodson wrote one called Levels of Energy, meaning levels of consciousness. There are many books on moving up the scale of consciousness. Others call it emotional sobriety or emotional growth, or slightly different but similar enough. It's about evolution, emotional evolution, spiritual evolution, or maturity, if you like. And the interesting thing about the scale, another scale, by the way, that's a good one, an interesting one is David R. Hawkins, who writes about this, and he also writes about the letting go technique. But he talks about this scale, and people have created a scale using numbers just so we have a way of thinking about it. So theoretically, somebody who's at 1,000 is an enlightened being. You're practically God on earth. You're an enlightened being. And from there, it goes all the way down the scale to below 100, where you're not much better than an animal. You know, you're completely so unevolved that you're completely tied to the senses. You're full of resentment and fear, and people at that level on the scale are afraid. They're impossible to even reach, right? Think of people in prison, habitual criminals. They haven't evolved enough to even recognize the value of not breaking the laws of our society. So I'm no better, no worse. You're no better, no worse. We're just at a different level of consciousness. It's a beautiful study, I can tell you that. But in terms of our sobriety, we can keep it super simple if we want to. You can go out and study it, or you can just think of it this way. Do I look back on my former self and recognize that I'm different? And this should be something you can look back on with 1 year. You can just look at 1 year ago. Are you journaling? I hope so, because a journal is an excellent way to keep track of how you approach life differently. But not just 1 year, even 6 months. Evolution does take time, so don't go expecting to see a difference in 1 week or something like that. But you can If you're tracking, journaling your life, you're intentionally growing, you're on this journey of self-discovery, you're not just putting down the bottle, but you're in growth in this first year of sobriety, you will be able to see not just that you stopped drinking, but that you've changed. And as you're recording the journey and you're keeping yourself compassionate towards yourself, it's so easy here to fall into self-judgment and self-regret and start beating ourselves. How could I be so stupid? No, we just say, oh, look, I did that last October, but I actually couldn't do that today. That means I've grown. It doesn't mean I was evil. I was at a different level. I was in grade 8. Now I'm in grade 10. Let's go on up to grade 12 and see what happens, right? So levels of consciousness or levels of energy or levels of emotional maturity, call it what you will. This is the journey we're on here, gals. And if all you've done is put down the alcohol and you're holding on tight and hoping for the best and going along day by day, how are you growing? How are you able to track this growth? Are you intentional about your growth? Are you aware of the areas in your life that need to be focused on? What are your weaknesses? Can you even admit them? Can you see them? No, by the way, you cannot. All of us have blind spots. Not just all of us, but all of us, okay? We have blind spots. That's why I'm always being coached, always being supported. Because we cannot see ourselves clearly, gals. Maybe once you're an enlightened being and you're floating around with the angels, okay. But until then, you're subject to the laws of this society in which we live. And in this society, we live with blind spots. We can't see ourselves. And we need an objective second person to help us see ourselves, to reflect back to us what is being, what we are putting out in the world. Now, sometimes that can be painful. But it doesn't have to be. It certainly doesn't, shouldn't be harsh or judgmental, but someone who can reflect back, have you noticed that you've been saying this for 5 weeks now? That's something a coach might say to you, right? Have you noticed that this is exactly what you were saying to me 2 months ago or a month ago? It's just a question, have you noticed? And if you haven't noticed, that's a blind spot. And then you can go, oh, let me go away and think about that. Of course, if you're not ready for coaching, you might just go, yeah, screw you, up yours. And that means you are at a lower level of consciousness. Gals, I'm talking about growth here because that's what this first year and beyond is all about. We want to be growing because it is so much fun. It is so rewarding and so deeply, deeply satisfying on a spiritual and emotional level. And that's what I want for you. If you want to make sure you're deeply into the Snippetland ecosystem, today's the day. Go to the show notes, tap the link, sign up for my guides, and I'll send them all to you. And that will, in return, give me your email address so I can make sure you're getting all the goodies that I'm sending out to your inbox as well as into your ears through the snippets. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.